This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Welcome to yet another installment of the Small Business Conversations podcast. I am your host, Akona Machoba. Thank you for choosing this Manweb weekly SME show as your preferred platform to delve into the important issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. Today on the podcast, I am in conversation with Luvuyo Khani, the founder and CEO of Sululo Uluto Technologies and director of the Sululo Foundation. On this episode, we will be diving into his journey as an entrepreneur and how it came to be that an accounting and business economics teacher managed to carve out a successful path as an entrepreneur in the IT and entrepreneurial support space. Together with his partners, in about two decades, Luvuyo has built a successful network of 43 Sululo Uluto Technologies branches across the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. He has collaborated with big corporations like Vodacom, where they collaborated on an SMME incubator project in the Western Cape. Along the way, Sululo Uluto Technologies gave birth to its non-profit arm, the Sululo Foundation, which concerns itself with empowering communities through access to education, resources, and entrepreneurship support. And in that vein, the foundation has announced its partnership with the Western Cape's Department of Economic Development and Tourism that will see the foundation piloting the provincial department's SMME Booster Fund. The fund is aimed at providing financial support to organizations like the foundation that are implementing development support projects aimed at growing SMMEs. Thank you for joining me on the podcast, Luvuyo.
Thank you so much, Akona, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate coming together. As you read it, I kind of like believe that how Sululo has evolved over the years.
And it's a pleasure to have you. And we look forward to just hearing more about the story and how you've journeyed to this point that you're at right now. And like I mentioned in my intro, before you began your entrepreneurship journey, you were an educator. So since then, you've weaved yourself through as an entrepreneur in the tech space, looking to solve a concerning computer literacy problem that you had identified during your time in education. And for me, it seems like you've come full circle, because the Sululo Foundation, now where it's at, is about educating the next tranche of entrepreneurs and equipping them with the tools they need to be successful. But for those who aren't familiar with your story, can you briefly just run us through the Sululo family tree and how we got to the current point of piloting the Western Cape government's SMME Booster Fund?
Yeah, no, thanks. So, I mean, again, Sululo has been existing for 19 years now. I started in Khayelitsha, where I used to be a teacher teaching accounting and business economics. And then also I also used to have a program with a student around entrepreneurship part. And also maybe even before from the Khayelitsha part, I think when I look back, I trace back, it came in for my mother, Ekomani, where I grew up. My mother used to run a shipping. So I used to assist my mother. And I think that's where the entrepreneurship spirit comes from. And then when I was a teacher now, so I was kind of involved with this entrepreneurship, bug, where I used to create a market day at school to make sure that the student can able to sell. And then after spending about 3.5 years being a teacher, I saw a need of teachers struggling with computers. And I resigned and I started selling refurbished computers with my brother, selling to the teachers across the township of the Western Cape. It was difficult in the beginning. People were saying to me, I'm mad, and others were saying to me, I'm stealing computer to the school and I'm selling back to the school, because they could not differentiate between the Dell computers. And so we spent 2 years in the boot of a car selling these computers to school. In the third year, we saw that the teachers are buying these computers. They cannot able to use their computers. And they were buying this computer through Stokvel. So we used to group teachers to six and say to them, must pay 400 a month. Within 6 months, they've got computers. And that's how teachers were buying these computers. But after they bought it, they probably put it at home and not use it. And we were thinking of having internet cafe. And then we started to internet cafe 2006, where we think that teachers will come, but they were not coming. But we realized that this is like community now. It's large now. They're not able to use computers and they were struggling to find employment, study further. And then 2007, we started opening up a training center where we're training basic skills of computers. And then through that, until now, we've trained more than 70,000 young people, basic teacher skills, computer skills. Others are finding employment, others are studying further, others are starting their business. And then we, over time now, probably after 5 years, it was 5 years to get the model right by 2009. And then 2010, that's why we started scaling now. And then it becomes one-stop center where we offer basic computer course, internet access, printing services, business services, and we also are career services. And then we've been running this thing around, over these years, but doing this, on the side, entrepreneurship program in network as kind of side, but we realize now after 18 years that we've been doing Silulo and the problem around the township and the rural areas, it's like the job market is like far away for them. And we partner with Sabo Shoprite in terms of, bringing in the student, but they were not been absorbed because in a year, we train about 5,000 young people now. And then hence last year, and I transitioned now from the CEO of Silulo to start the foundation because of saying that the next future in the township is more small businesses. It's more like we develop more entrepreneur. And then I started now to focus now with the foundation, which has become the 10-month program, which I support entrepreneurship based on understanding and also based on knowledge that I've gained over the years and the network and the access to many people. And I realized that this is the best that I could do is to work. And it's a passion that I love so much is to work with the entrepreneurs.
Yazi, you mentioned something that's quite interesting for me, Luvuyo, in the sense that you mentioned that you started off selling from the boot of your car. You also mentioned that at some point you had a model of selling through Stockfile. You would use that model to kind of distribute, to get your sense of where your business lies and how to grow and scale your business. And I'm just wondering, how important do you think it is for entrepreneurs to not get discouraged and be open to trial and error and figuring out different ways of operating or just trying figuring out different strategies to grow their businesses? Because on the podcast, we've spoken to a lot of SMME support groups, companies, incubators that have their own different thing that they're working on or they're offering SMMEs. But if we're being honest, not everything's going to work for everyone. So how important do you think that trial and error period is in your growth journey?
No, it's very important. When we started Usilulo, the beginning, because I left teaching, and I took a risk and I started, with both my brothers, and it put us in trouble in the sense that we were blacklisted. So we could not able to get funding and loan. And in fact, even the Corsalite that were driving, the bank wanted to repossess, even they were staying in now. So it was a difficult moment for us now. And what we see and has been seeing that in terms of how can we leveraging what we have. So sometimes when you're back as an entrepreneur in any way, you find yourself like your back is against the wall and it's difficult. You just need to see what you have, on with you now. So how do we do that? We kind of like say teachers are coming together, they trust each other, and then we encourage them just like to kind of encourage them to have a savings where they pay, amounts so that we can pay to buy a computer for this one within a period, everyone, have the computer now. So that was first part of and the second part now, because we wanted to work with the local radios to tell them that we've got Nat Cafe, customers come in, and we don't have money to pay the ad in the radio and slot. So we have an exchange deal and say that they must give us the slot and also the ad. In return, we'll give them computers and the printers and them, and that's kind of becoming a better system that we use in terms of how for us now. And we used to household now in Kailisha, where there's kind of in the good space now. We said, can we paint your house, Silulo, put your logo? In return, we'll give you a training in our, so that we can have a skill that we can get from Silulo now. And we use that as part of, and then we went to SAP Kickstart, we entered SAP Kickstart, and we won. So what I'm kind of message is Silulo is all about leveraging everything, what you have, it not wait for someone, because if we wait, we'll not be able to be here, and we'll be complaining that someone or government is not giving us. Whereas entrepreneur is all about mobilizing those resources and see those opportunities.
I'm glad you touched on the painting of houses, because that's such a common advertising method or strategy that is used in the township economy. Every corner house is colorful with some things, different branding, advertising different services. And it just speaks to, I guess, to the innovation that can be found in the township economy. So with respect to the partnership with the Western Cape government and the SMME Booster Fund, can you just speak us through on how that exactly will be working? Which role will you guys be playing? Which role would the Western Cape government be playing in bringing this vision together?
So Western Cape government, for the first time, they kind of realized that the township economy is big, and they kind of like saying that they're supporting the organization that works with the entrepreneurs in the township now. So they've got this booster fund that they set up. So the booster fund is responsible to support entrepreneurs with the equipment. So if entrepreneurs are looking for the equipment and then the booster fund will fund now. So what we've done based on the data, and because I work with more than 50 entrepreneurs this year. So based on the data, I just realized that probably more than 30 entrepreneurs in part of the program, they don't have any basics around hardware, computers, even connectivity, anything. They run the businesses on their mobile. So everything happens in terms of like mobile, and so it becomes a problem. So I proposed to the government that they must buy entrepreneurs, computer for these entrepreneurs as a basic so that they can run the business, because everything now happens on virtually now. And secondly, I said to the government, part of the biggest problem around small business in the township is like they don't know their customers. So they sell, they meet people, but they don't have the data. Who's coming in, what they're coming for, how many times they're coming in, and how can we offer special, or how can we communicate with our customers to make sure that we come in touch now. So I said, let's put the CRM system to all the entrepreneurs so that they have a digital way where they can able to interact with the government. And the government agreed now to able to kind of make sure that all the CLO entrepreneurs, they will have a kind of like a Zoho CRM as a way to start in terms of businesses. And then from there, I said, let's have a data tracking now to see, the entrepreneurs in terms of the employment and also for revenue, understanding how many men and women that are part of the program. So that data is quite important because there's not much more data that is part of the township to understand now. And the third now is more about, training and workshop now, giving support. And the fifth one, it's about giving support in terms of like the monthly check-ins now on their well-being, on their businesses in themselves now, in terms of like the issue that I've seen also with the entrepreneurs that they have many problems around mental health now, because it becomes tough and it's a lonely road and there's no support and we don't talk about business in the township. So anyone that becomes like a successful, sometimes it becomes a problem with that. Now, so I kind of like say this, I set up now forums for entrepreneurs that meet every month. It's a way that becomes a supporting space for entrepreneurs. It becomes a peer-to-peer mentorship that comes in with entrepreneurs.
Yes, which is quite important, because you also notice in the township economy space where some businesses don't grow and scale. They become subsistence businesses where people just use them to keep them going through the month, but their business owners aren't finding the avenues to grow. So I guess that partnership and mentorship with peers and having that sense of community will help people be more innovative in how they can take their businesses further.
And I think the biggest challenge that I've seen, it's on the Black Business Township, it's about being vulnerable. So it's kind of a challenge, because everyone thinks that there's competition and no one wants to be seen that they are weak or they are not strong enough, and portray this kind of like say, I'm great. Whereas they go through a lot in terms of their own life and their families, and also not believing themselves, and also being background that they come in now where they've been told you're not good enough now. So there are many psychological issues that they're kind of like finding themselves, that it becomes an enemy for themselves to be successful now. So if you've got a support, similar entrepreneur have a similar problem, and no one is judging anyone, everyone comes in and able to contribute to a betterment of the entrepreneur. That way you create trust, and you start creating now a social economy now where the entrepreneurs start working together, because they move beyond themselves now.
And that also allows opportunity for collaboration with businesses that have maybe synergies or alignment that could help both entities or the multiple entities grow. And with regards to the foundation and its role here, is my understanding correct that the Sululu Foundation will be also offering training to SMMEs?
Yes, we do that.
Okay.
So how the program, like the fund, it's the Sululu Foundation program. It's a 10-month program. For 2 months, it's like boot camps, where entrepreneurs, we kind of like do the training about finance, ops, personal development, and then leveraging, and just being an entrepreneur. And then for 4 months, we kind of like working with the mentorship that we have in terms of like, and then the 3 months, we work with the University of the Western Cape now, with the students that are doing third, fourth year now, doing consulting with this entrepreneur on the basics around website, bookkeeping, recording or logos. So those are kind of like a support that we do. And then we also now link entrepreneurs with the opportunity now, where we work now with Upside Enterprise Development, we work with the Jewish Board of Deputies, we work with Cape Chambers, EO, to open up opportunities, because township to open up is not going to be only about the locals that are open up. You need to kind of like access to market is very important.
And with regards to the commencement of this partnership with the Western Cape government, when are you looking to start? Has that started yet? What are the dates looking like? And in terms of enrollment?
Yes, no, we've started. I mean, like last Friday, we were handing over the laptops, and then early end of February, we deployment implementing now to every entrepreneur the Zoho. So the next until July, we kind of like supporting giving report, but the program runs until 2 years.
Okay.
With the and in fact, it's a beginning because the next intake now, I'm going to go to the department and say that each and every entrepreneur, what equipment they are looking for. So the device, I need a buggy, or I need the tools, or I need kind of like have a saloon. I mean the equipment from a saloon. So the government will be able to kind of supporting now based around that. So this is a beginning of the relationship that is going to go on with the departments, where the entrepreneurship now finally they will benefit in being part of Silo Foundation.
And then with regards to assessing the success of the program, I mean, this is quite important because you guys are the first to do this. So if you guys are successful, then it means that the Western Cape government can work with more like-minded entities like the Sululu Foundation. So how do we test that? This is driving impact. It's doing what we need it to do.
It's a key part of the government. So the government is one thing that they kind of look at that, because they say that they've been doing part of this program and then they fail and there's no kind of like data. They cannot track. And like, so monthly I report to the government, and there's a spreadsheet that I do that even anything that I do, even consulting with entrepreneurs, trying to come together, it has to be go to government now. So they want to, I mean, able to look at in a year's time or 2 years time and say, where are these entrepreneurs, how the job have been created, and how kind of like the market of the township grows through this program. And I think it's even for us in the foundation, in terms of like even other funders that are coming on board, to see the impact of this program.
And just a thought that I'm having now, I mean, it seems like the township economy has become popular in the last year. Everyone is seeing opportunity, and it's either labeled as an informal economy, township economy, whatever you want to use to term or categorize it. And the main issue has been that it's not very formalized. You're not using bank accounts. You mentioned like a lot of businesses are run using a phone and not necessarily with proper business systems to monitor and regulate how the business is performing. What is your sense, especially in the Khayelitsha market where you dominate? How far is that business sector in the township economy from formalizing? Is it a matter of non-trust of entrepreneurs, business owners, of formal systems? Or is it really just a matter of education or access? Like, what seems to be the issue with getting that part of the economy, which contributes such a large amount to the country's progression, from formalizing?
I think for me, it's been about being local businesses or local entrepreneurs in the township not being able to be part of their narrative. So the narrative of that township is not being come from the person who's in the township. It's probably someone comes in and able to do some kind of like their research and say, this is how the township now. So you don't hear so much voices around the local, individuals who are running in the township. And I think if we can shift that narrative and able to say, this is a space where there's much more energy, there's much more growth around that now. And how we do that is to work with the universities and with part of the researchers in terms of able to kind of look at that, and also to share more good stories that are coming in now. And also make sure that we can look at from a sector to sector to see how the tourism sector, how the e-commerce in the township, and I mean other sectors, and how that able to be looked at, and what are the levers in the township, who is doing what in that regard. But for me, I'm saying that the township is not about unicorns now. One story like Usidulo or one other person that comes in is collective entrepreneurship. So we have to win together. And that's how the message has to come in terms of like this now. It has to be, as much as there's much more buzz and the interest, it has to be collective small businesses coming together to change that. And we need everyone, informally and formally, to make sure that we change it, because everyone contributes to the success of the township.
That I'm sure it will be well received, that messaging, that right there. And then with regards to your footprint, you have a presence in KwaZulu-Natal as well and the Eastern Cape. Any plans to kind of take what you've done or what you're doing with the Western Cape to other parts where you have a footprint?
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I mean, like it's now the pressure that I'm having now. I mean, the third cohort that we're having in February next year, 50% of the application comes from Gauteng and Eastern Cape. So already, I mean, there's one entrepreneur from Secunda who's going to go to Cape Town next year to be part of this program. So that's the biggest, I mean, a challenge for me to say, how do I scale this thing to make sure that every Silulo, even beyond now, to other province, we have it? Because I could see now the messaging that I've been seeing many years is coming in now. In a township, individuals are taking over. They need tools to run their business. They need support to run the business. They are ready. No one at the moment run it. Anyone that's coming in a township at the moment, he just put a program and go away. But you need to be in the township and make sure that you understand it. You don't just like do a program and you leave, and you make sure that there's a support that goes around that. Now, so the idea is to take it out and bring it in Silulo stores and run it. And also when we go to Gauteng and open more stores, we're going to scale now to the Gauteng and other provinces. We are going to able to have it now no longer about the digital skill center or a business center. Is going to be a more around this entrepreneurship program that will run it. So the model will be more from Western Cape to say that how can we scale it nationally if the government is appetite to work with us now to assist with the government, because I think everyone now has to understand that all of us to win, we have to win to collaboration. No one's going to win alone.
And that right there is Luvuyo Khani, the founder and CEO of Silulo Ulutho Technologies and one of the directors of the Silulo Foundation, telling us about their collaboration with the Western Cape Government's SMME Booster Fund and their plans to empower township entrepreneurs to scale the operations so that they can win together. Thank you so much for your time, Luvuyo.
Much appreciated, Akona.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, please download the Small Business Conversations podcast on all digital platforms and don't forget to share our episodes. If you wanted to contribute to the conversation, you can X me at machoba_A or you can email us at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Until next time, goodbye and don't forget to support a small business near you.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.